This is the final shiur of Tovshin Ayin Dalet. We are up to Simon Tovresh Lama Tess, and we learned yesterday the halachas with regards to sleeping in the sukkah. We said that although the Shulchan Aruch says that one should really sleep in the sukkah, the Ramah says two reasons why people are lenient and don't sleep in the sukkah. The first reason that the Ramah brings down is because of the tzenah, because of the cold. It's freezing cold, and a person is potter, when a person is uncomfortable, he's not obligated to be in the sukkah. And when it's freezing cold in the night, he's going to be uncomfortable, and therefore he's exempt from sleeping in the sukkah. The second reason that the Ramah brings is the Ramah's own reason, that the mitzvah sukkah has to be ishu veisoy, person being together with his wife, and he's allowed to be with his wife, and therefore, if he can't sleep in the sukkah with his wife, because he may not be a private sukkah, an individual sukkah, therefore he's actually exempt, and he doesn't have to sleep in the sukkah. He can go into his own room. But the Ramah does say that tov lahachmir, it is right to be machmir to sleep in the sukkah with one's wife. Says the Mishneh Berurah Sifkoten Yud Ches, going back onto the second reason of the Ramah, says the following: potu uveber agro. The Gon says, Cholek, as he argues on the second reason, just because you want to be with your wife, that may not exempt you from the mitzvahs sleeping in the sukkah, says the Mishneh Berurah in the name of the Gon. V'gam b'mogen Avraham masik, mishum zeh lo miftem. The Mogen Avraham, so says the Mishneh Berurah, also is not so convinced. That's a valid reason. And a person should ideally try to sleep in the sukkah, and therefore he says, v'limed z'chus ache ala oylam. So what's very interesting over here, somebody pointed out to me, and that's very correct, that the last four words are very crucial. Mishneh Berurah says, v'limed z'chus ache ala oylam. The Mogen Avraham says another reason why limud z'chus. Limud z'chus means an explanation why people are lenient. Which he says, limud z'chus ache ala oylam. He gives another reason why people are lenient. Limud z'chus implies that it's a... What does it mean if something is a limud z'chus? Limud z'chus implies that it's not... It's an excuse. An excuse. Yeah, maybe even an excuse. It's not ideal. So, it's not even a bedieved, really. It's an excuse. Limud z'chus. It's a limud z'chus, and it's an explanation why people do something which are not ideal. That means that the Mishneh Berurah understands both reasons of the Ramah. Both the reason of cold and the reason of sleeping with one's wife, that the Mishneh Berurah calls it a limud z'chus, no more. It's not happy to be relying on this. It's a limud z'chus only. That's what the Mishneh Berurah seems to be understanding. It's a limud z'chus. Mishneh Berurah continues. According to the second reason, says the Mishneh Berurah, im ein mitzta'er, if he's not mitzta'er, k'goin she'ein etzlo zman oyna achshav, says the second reason, if it's not the time of oyna anyway, which is a nidda, elo lifto atzma min hasheno, then anyway you can't, you should be going to the sukkah. Right. That's what the Mishneh Berurah says. Umashma mikama achroinim. Mishneh Berurah says as well, it seems from many achroinim, the man, the efshel oilishanim ishtoi besukkah, the enu sukkah mircher, if somebody doesn't have his individual sukkah and he can't get his wife to go into the sukkah, leivatel zman oino velel tefillah. He should nevertheless fulfill the mitzvahs oino and the mitzvah on leil tefillah. Ve'en lechai v'lacha shen izdavig em ishtoi shachso lesukosin. Afterwards, he won't have to go back to the sukkah. Leishim beveso, he can't stay there ad amud hashachar until the next morning. Right, that's what the Ramah. And that's how the Mishneh Berurah paskens. Okay. There probably is. Some people, if you feel that... Pardon? Yeah, that would be a reason. That would be a good reason. That's a good point. That you are mitzdaya. You are mitzta, but you're not a complete mitzta. Right, and then afterwards you feel that it's a mitzta, that I think that makes sense. It's a mahalach. Yeah. The Gon was very, very makbit on sleeping on the sukkah, but it depends on people as well. Some people really do catch a cold every year and they feel freezing and they feel that they're going to get the pneumonia. And don't just they feel, it's not a hypochondriac. They feel they really can't cope with that. But if it's somebody anyway... Pardon? Really? Okay, I don't know if that's being recorded, but yeah. Okay, fine. Okay, that's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying. Okay, Siv Gimel. Achila besukah b'leil. Now we are moving on to our next topic, which is what's the halach with regards to the first night of sukkah. Says the Shulchan Aruch as follows. Achila besukah. The eating in the sukkah b'leil yom tevarishin on the first night of sukkah is chayv as an obligation. Okay, now we're learning a new topic. The first night of sukkah, there is an obligation to eat in the sukkah. This is not like the other days. The other days, if you're not eating, you know, don't really need to eat in the sukkah. However, on the first night of sukkah, you positively need to go and eat in the sukkah. So it continues the Shulchan Aruch. Let's get this a bit further in. Afilu achal kezayis pas yotzdei chavosoy. You don't have to eat a five-course meal. That's not the obligation. The obligation is to eat a kezayis, olive-sized pas of bread. Then he's already fulfilled the obligation. Yotzei dechavosoi. Mikan ve'elech, after the first night, reshus, it's only a, you don't have to, you don't have to eat, it's a permission. Rotzo lechoil suda, soit besukah. If you want to eat a meal, you need to eat it in the sukkah. But if you prefer not to eat at all, you don't have to eat. If a person prefers to just eat fruit and nuts, we're not obligated to eat in the sukkah, you can just eat fruit and nuts outside the sukkah. If you want to do that 7 days, fine, great, with pleasure. You don't have to eat in the sukkah the other days. Kedin achilas matzah on Pesach, it's identical to achilas matzah on Pesach. Because on Pesach again, the first night, or as in Chutz Lo'ed, it's the first 2 nights, you need to eat matzah. What about the rest of Chol HaMoed and the last days? Do you need to eat matzahs? You don't need to eat matzahs. But if you're eating, Chameshes Min HaDagon, then you need to eat matzah. Right, okay, says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Tzivkot New Test. Beleil Yom Tevarishin Choyva. Rotzeleima. The Beleil Yom Tevarishin, on the night, the first night of Yom Tev, Mechuyav Lechol Besukah. A person needs to eat in the Sukkah. Vafilu Meinu Yoichel El Kezayis, even if we're just eating a Kezayis, Mashe Enkein, Mileil Zevahalo, as opposed to from the first night onwards, Afilu Beshabbos V'Yom Tev, the Mechuyav Lechol Pas, even on Shabbos and Yom Tev, would you actually really, you should be eating bread. Really, you only need to eat in the sukkah if you're eating more than a kebetza. And that's when you need to eat in the sukkah. The reason is, the reason why this night is more stringent, the gamrinon, because we learn in the Gemara, chamisha osa, chamisha osa. We learn exer shava. Pasuk says the 15th by Pesach. The Pasuk says the 15th with regards to matzah. We compare Michag HaSukkos from Chag HaSukkos. Ma Hosom, just like there, Irak Laila Rishon Choyva, the first night is an obligation to eat. Mikan Ve'elech Rishos, the remaining days is not an obligation. Avo Chinami, Leinin Sukkah. Similarly also with regards to Sukkah, the first night is an obligation, and the remaining days is not an obligation, but if you're eating, you have to eat in the Sukkah. Okay, does that make sense? Because I think it's an interesting point. Yes. So, you see, the Mishnah Berurah is bothered by a kasha, the Rishonim ask. Mishnah Berurah is bothered by a kasha that it's not really true to say that the remaining days is not an obligation. What about Shabbos? Do you have an obligation to eat on Shabbos? Yes, you do. What about Yom Tov? Do you have an obligation to eat on Yom Tov? Yes, you do. So he says that's not really accurate to say the remaining days of Chol HaMoed, you don't have to eat. That's not really true. You have an obligation to eat. On that, Mishnah Berurah is answering that, well, the difference is that whether you're obligated to eat a kezayis or a kebetza. That's what he's answering.
Shabbos, you have to eat kezayis.
Correct. And you'll have to eat it in the sukkah. Right. Right, but the truth is that if you actually kaveh asud, you have to eat it in the sukkah, actually. The point is that, to say it in other words, if I may rephrase that, is that the obligation why you need to eat is not because of the obligation of sukkah. It's the obligation of eating because of the Shabbos and Yom Tov meals.
You could get away with just eating tonight.
You probably, yeah. Right, so you're saying, so what are you asking there, what? That... Right, but if you're kaveh asud on yain, there would be a question as well. Yeah. Okay, well, that's the point. That's the day is going to be short. We're going to see a very fascinating Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nechov Gimel. But I wanted to point out, before that maybe, an interesting Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah, let's see that inside. In Sifkot, the end of Chov Beis, he says, if you look at the last few words of the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Chov Beis, he says, the last few words of Sifkot Chov Beis, first wide line. I don't know if people know that, but there is a halacha, just as on by matzahs, is there a time limit that you need to eat your matzahs on Pesach? First two nights?
Yes.
Yes. How much is it? Roughly? How?
I think it's 3 to 6 minutes.
That's right. Yeah. Kedei achilas pras, which may be 3 minutes, 6 minutes, or some even go a bit more lenient. But kedei achilas pras. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says over here in the name of Achronim that this also applies with regards to the eating of the first kezais in the sukkah on the first night. The same halacha applies whether you need to eat the kezais. The kezais, yeah, you can call it the kezais. We normally call the kezais of matzah. But it's also the kezais in the sukkah as well. And that needs to, the first kezais needs to be eaten, kedei achilas pras, in the sukkah as well.
But we have a halacha anyway on a yom tov Shabbos. When you have a bit of bread, you also need to have it in kedei achilas pras for any suda Shabbos.
Kedei achilas pras.
When you have
I don't know why. Why would you have to? Why would
you? Otherwise, you haven't had a suit, then you can.
You need to have it. Not.
You need to have a certain amount,
but there's no time limit. Really, you're right that you should have a certain amount. I don't know if there's a kedachi should share a kedachi last pass. I don't know why there should be. Yeah, normally, but here there is. Yeah. That's an interesting question. That's really a question. Now we know with regards to when we're eating the matzahs, are we allowed to interrupt during this? 3 minutes, 6 minutes, 9 minutes. Are we allowed to eat, interrupt in eating? So what about on sukkahs? When you're eating the first kezais on sukkahs? Oh, that's an interesting point. What are you saying? That the matzah itself is a mitzvah as opposed to... Stam eating. Right. So your thought... Your svara is a brilliant svara, it really is. But does that fit or does that not fit with what the Mishnah Berurah just taught us? That you need to eat this kedei achilas pras. Without the Mishnah Berurah, I would have probably agreed with you. But now that we're saying the Mishnah Berurah says that we need to eat it kedei achilas pras, what do you think? What do you think? Pardon?
Therefore, since we're not
Therefore, you should be okay. Yeah. The poskim don't go that far. Rabbi Yashiv was asked. Rabbi Yashiv said that yeah, you do need to make sure to eat the kedei achilas pras, which may, according to some opinions, even be 4 minutes. You need to make sure to eat the kedei achilas pras. But with regards to eating, loy motzonu, we have not found this issa of having a hefsek of interrupting. We don't find that in any poskim who explicitly say you mustn't interrupt and you mustn't talk at all. So Alok Lamaisa, the poskim are lenient. They're just pointing out that you make sure to fulfill this in the Mishnah Berurah, to eat it, but the achilas pras. So maybe if you want to say this long Dvar Torah, or the latest news, so maybe, and it's going to take you more, so maybe wait down till, but really, you're allowed to talk. You are allowed to talk, really. You don't, but you just make sure to eat that kezais, kedei achilas pras. Yeah.
What's the reason for that, Kodah?
What's the svarot to Mechalek? What were you asking?
What's the reason for that, Kodah, to eat it?
Because of kezais. Because of the kezais, which we're comparing to the kezais of matzah. Why should it be different?
Why would you learn out that halacha? What would be the harmony that you would learn that halacha out?
Right, why dafka this?
On
very good. That's a very good question, that.
Is there a
Very good. That's that this point that you're mentioning now is actually, that's actually mamash the focus of Achronim. They're trying to understand that. What exactly is included in this Tesvav in this Gzer Shavah? What exactly is the obligation that we're learning? Because we know that with regards to matzah, it's very straightforward. You need to eat a matzah, a kezayis matzah, on Pesach night. Now you can't, it's not really the same obligation with regards to sukkah. It's not, you don't have to eat the kezayis really. Is it that this first kezayis of challah becomes like a matzah? Is that really what it means? And you just have to happen to eat in the sukkah? That has to be exactly defined. Or is it that you really need to have a kezayis in the sukkah? Is the focus on the sukkah? And the only way to fulfill sukkah is by having a kezayis of bread? So this is a discussion in Achronim. Now, this leads us a little bit to the next Mishneh Berurah, which may help us a little bit, because it's indirectly connected to that. Mishneh Berurah, the very famous Mishneh Berurah in Sefkot Chof Dalet. And this is the Yeshiva Shereid. This is a completely Yeshiva Shereid. And so this is, if you ever come across somebody, you want to talk to somebody about an interesting topic on Chol HaMoed, Pesach and Chol HaMoed Sukkot, that this is it. This Mishneh Berurah over here. Mishneh Berurah says the following. It's a famous Mishneh Berurah, Sefkot Chof Dalet. He says the following. Kedin achilas matzah, nista pakti. Mishneh Berurah says, I have a doubt. Lefima shodu adas hago. That is well known in the name of the Vilna Gaon. The mitzvah lechol matzah called Shivas Yemei Pesach. That is a mitzvah to eat. All the days of Pesach, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Kipashte dekro, like the simple understanding of the Pasuk, Shivas Yomim toichle matzahs. The Pasuk says Shivas Yomim, 7 days, toichle matzahs, you should eat matzahs. So there is, you're not obligated to eat the matzah after the first day. You're not obligated to eat, but if you are eating, undoubtedly you are fulfilling a mitzvah. That's what the Gaon says. You don't have to eat, but if you eat, you're fulfilling a mitzvah. How is that called generally? How do we call that? We call the mitzvah kumis. Yeah, people call that mitzvah kumis. So if you don't have to eat it, but if you do it, you're fulfilling a mitzvah. Ella, the mitzvah seu rak be'erev, but there's a proper commandment. You have to go and eat on the first night of Pesach. Masha enkein achakach, but after that, hurak mitzvah be'alma. That's the nusach that you used. Yes, it's a mitzvah be'alma, only a little bit of a mitzvah. But if you are eating, you're fulfilling a mitzvah. Efshei could be, says the Mishneh Berurah, to huadin hocha, similarly over here, mitzvah lechatchila, it is a right thing to do, lechoil pas, to eat bread, called shivas yomim, all the 7 days, ulevorechet, to make a boch, leisha besukah, leisha besukah. Says the Mishneh Berurah, the following chiddush. He says, we know that on Pesach, you have an obligation to eat on the first night of Pesach, if you eat the kezayis. What about the rest of the days? You don't have to. But do you fulfill a mitzvah if you are eating matzahs? Do you fulfill a mitzvah? Third day Chol HaMoed. If you eat matzah, you're fulfilling a mitzvah? Pardon?
We did the mitzvah.
You do, yeah? But if it's the third day Chol HaMoed, if you eat matzah, you don't have to eat matzah. You don't have to eat. But if you do, oh, says the Gaon, the Mishneh Berurah calls the Gaon, and there's other Rishonim as well, that if you do eat, you're fulfilling a mitzvah by eating matzahs. That's why you make a... Yeah, that's what says that. He's not arguing with the Mechaber. He just says the Mechaber points out that you have to eat on the first night as opposed to the others, which you don't have to, but if you do, you fulfill a mitzvah. And so the Mishneh Berurah wants to say, what about Sukkot? On Sukkot, the first night, you need to eat in the Sukkah. Now, what about the rest of the days? On third day, Do you have to eat in the sukkah? You don't have to eat in the sukkah. But if you do eat in the sukkah and you end up making a brachah b'leisha b'sukkah, you are fulfilling a mitzvah. So says the Mishneh Berurah, maybe. Yeah.
Now
you're 100% right. I couldn't agree more with you. But let me ask you a question. If you're eating on Shabbos bread in the sukkah, which mitzvah do you fulfill? You're right, you're fulfilling a mitzvah. Which mitzvah do you fulfill?
Both
Good. That's
and the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah.
Right. You've said it very interestingly. You certainly fulfill the mitzvah of eating on Shabbos. That's definitely a mitzvah. Oynek Shabbos, the three meals on Shabbos, are certainly a mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah now questions, and he wants to know, you also fulfill a mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. Is there an additional mitzvah? Does such a mitzvah exist? Of eating in the sukkah the remaining days, not the first day. Is there such a mitzvah as well or not? And Mishnah Berurah leaves it with an istapakti. He's not unsure. But I must say, it's really interesting, because if had you asked me, I would have had a proof that you do fulfill a mitzvah. What would have been? What do you think? Exactly. You're making a bracha. You're making a bracha. He points out the last two words. You make a bracha of Leishem Mitzvah. So surely, if you make a bracha, if surely you make a bracha, it would sound that you're fulfilling a mitzvah. So on the contrary, that's a good proof. How do you understand with regards to matzahs?
So
the truth is, the Gemara actually discusses this point. It's actually the Gemara. The Gemara says that means reshus. Reshus means permission. You don't have to, but if you're eating something, you're not allowed to eat bread. You have to eat matzahs. So you don't have an obligation to go and eat matzahs. So over here also, because you don't have an obligation to eat in the sukkah, but if you're eating, you have to eat in the sukkah. Yeah.
With the bracha berachas in Lenin, we make a bracha before we eat something.
Correct.
And there's no mitzvah necessarily.
Correct, because it's not berachas mitzvahs. Correct. Is Leishah B'sukkah berachas in Lenin? Is that what you're suggesting?
No, I'm not saying berachas in Lenin, but I'm saying it's not.
Which category would it go?
If you wanted to tie that it wasn't a mitzvah that you attached the bracha to, it was just that it was a heksher bracha.
Right, it's not really a... Okay.
You're not allowed okay. to sit down without the bracha for whatever reason.
Right.
So you can't eat something without
the right.
bracha.
Right.
So it seems like if you have to say that's how...
Right, right. I hear it's something to think about. So I just want to point out this is a really interesting, the famous Mishnah Berurah, because it opens up a whole discussion about how come you make a bracha the remaining days, and how come with regards to matzah you don't make a bracha when you eat matzahs. So what's the difference, and what's the Mishnah Berurah's suffix exactly? So that's a famous and a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, just to finish off with one interesting question, with regards to the first kezayis that we're eating on Pesach, are you allowed to put a bit of, let's say you don't, how do you like your matzahs? How do you like your matzahs? With?
Chocolate, melted cheese,
okay. So imagine, yeah, okay. So would you be allowed to have your first kezayis of when you're eating the kezayis of matzah, you're allowed to add something, melted cheese, ketchup,
no.
Tuna, you're allowed to do it, why not?
Because it's meant to be the unleavened bread that the Yidden have.
Absolutely. Right. What's that? Koirech, yeah, koirech. But before koirech, when you're eating them, you're not really allowed to. So the question that was asked, and the Achronim discussed, is what about when you're eating the first kezayis in the sukkah? Are you allowed to add anything to it? And it's a bit of a trick question. Because what do we add? Well, pardon?
What are you adding stuff to? Honey.
Exactly. Because we do. We tend to put honey.
Are you adding like a three-story extension, maybe?
A three?
Three-story extension.
What's that?
You add something to the sukkah in the first night. Are you allowed?
Oh, I see. No, I was eating the adds to the kezayis. You're adding the honey to the kezayis. Oh, very good. Okay, good. That's you have got an answer already. But the question is that just as much as you're not allowed to add anything to the matzah, so surely you wouldn't be allowed to add anything to the kezayis of the first kezayis of challah eating in the sukkah. So maybe you're not allowed to add the honey. And this is the discussion that the Achronim mentioned. But could be that the answer goes in your direction. It has to be this first kezayis has to be understood and defined exactly. Is it really in the achila or is it in the yeshiva? But that's just an opening. That's something which the Achronim discuss.
I wonder if it's midirabbanan or midiraisa.
It would be the raisa. It would be the raisa. Yeah, tezvav is the raisa. That's definitely the case. Yeah.